Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com and the author of 9 books. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how witches do better with money problems. Perhaps you're like me and have been facing money problems for years. I learned some things that make the situation better. In talking with my spiritual elders, I realized that money problems are connected to our relationship with the universe. So we're talking about receiving and giving and trust and sitting with our uncertainty. I have 3 insights for you. The first one is uncover overspending. On many occasions, I felt like I overspent. For example, recently I was at a conference, and this was its last year. I got into a mode of grieving because I had attended this conference every year for nearly 2 decades. This was a very important part of the year for me during the Wheel of the Year, and now it was all going away. I felt sad and mournful that something that has given me so much joy is now, in a sense, dying and going away. So I bought extra stuff. And I realized that part of this was me trying to soothe my painful feelings. A number of people can stop and realize that their overspending is connected to their painful feelings. I've learned that if I feel empty, I might fill in the gap with overspending. Instead, I can make sure to meditate, do ritual, and hang out with friends. So that fills the gap that felt empty. It's important to notice when you're about to overspend and to take good care of yourself. Our second insight is find the fear in undercharging. In the past, I used to help people with their computer problems, and I found myself undercharging. And now I realize that was connected to fear. When I undercharge, I realize now that undercharging was about feeling unworthy, at least for me. I would look around and I would see this expert that was very expensive and knew what he or she was doing. And I would say to myself, of course they can charge that much. They're an expert. I wouldn't give myself credit for what I knew. But there's another fear connected to undercharging. It has to do with coming across as unspiritual or greedy or not generous. And I'd be afraid of losing a client or maybe even a friend. Let's look at this. Is it spiritual to give and receive? Is it spiritual to do your best and be compensated fairly? Is it spiritual to make a good living and then you're in balance? And then you could actually give some of your work away. Like a doctor who would charge at the going rate and donate her services to homeless people. Sometimes when we have money, we can purchase that back massage or something that can pamper you to make you feel better. And if you feel better, you can be good to people. And that is spiritually sound. And now our third insight. Be present with the discomfort related to talking about money. I have a question for you. Did you grow up in a house where no one talked about money? I did. To this day, I can't really talk about money with my parents and with some friends. Let's go back to the idea that money relates to your relationship with the universe. As I've mentioned, we're talking about receiving and giving, trust, and sitting with uncertainty. Many of us have fallen into a job that really doesn't match our best talents, and it's understandable. Because of the fear of maybe losing your home or your car or some other way of being able to live comfortably. So instead of suffering through the job silently, you can work on something that has to really do with your talents on the side. I've learned that Goddess wants to support us, and she'll provide ideas and energy so we can grow and learn to express ourselves in different ways. I've also realized that to bring more money in, it's often about ideas and finding new ways to serve people. Even though I'm dyslexic, I have a team of editors who have helped me with my books and my online courses and blog. So I've looked for new ways to serve my community. And now I will summarize. The first insight was uncover overspending. Second insight was find the fear in undercharging. And number 3, be present with the discomfort related to talking about money. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw. To go further and deeper, you can join me at goddesshasyourback.com. You can also read one of my 9 books. And I have 2 courses at udemy.com. The first one is Goddess Style Weight Loss. And the second one is Spiritual Solution for Depression Relief. I invite you to check them out today. Blessed be.